My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Welcome to another edition of Inside United. Today we have a very well-known guest that most in the Church of God community will recognize immediately. He is none other than Gary Antion. Welcome to Inside United, Gary.
Well, thanks, Vic. It's nice to be here with you.
Gary has been a pastor of churches in the United States and Canada. He's been a teacher at Ambassador College in Texas and California. He's been regional director of operations in Canada and is responsible for the start of our office in the Greater Toronto Area, plus the start of the Toronto Church, which was the second church started in Canada in the United Church of God. He's also very well known as a counselor and as a teacher of ministers.
First of all, I want to say by the grace of God, I was able to do all that, because when I look back on all those activities that I did, I wonder sometimes how I and my wife were able to do that.
Well, that's I know it's quite a list to read, and I think that all of us have been around for half a century. You know, eventually these things stack up and we say, how in the world did I get into those things, and how did I survive them, and how did I benefit anyone in them?
It's true.
What we'll be talking about today, well, he's helped with the founding of Ambassador Bible College. You know, when the United Church of God started in 1995, at that time we didn't even know what was what. You know, we had to reconstruct and rebuild many things that we had. But ABC got started within 4 years right here, actually close to where we're sitting here at Park 50 in Milford, Ohio. How did that happen?
Well, I was grilling outside, and I had a call that came, and my wife said, it's Les McCullough calling you from Cincinnati, Ohio, who was the president at that time of the church. And I thought, what could he be calling me about? So he said, how would you like to move to Cincinnati and help me start a college or start educational program? I thought, what? And he said, yes. And so I thought, how long would it take me to make that decision? Because I loved Ambassador College. I had taught there for 16 years, and I loved the students, working with the students. And I thought, this precious knowledge that we have, how will it ever be passed on? So it took only a few minutes, and I talked to my wife, and she said, yes, let's do it. So then we decided to move. So, well, I had been an administrator in Big Sandy as dean of students, and I had worked with the education and admissions program on the campus. So I was familiar with how you do a lot of those things and with the classes. So we sat around a table at one of the council meetings when that idea had floated before we actually formulated anything. And it was decided, some of the former Ambassador College teachers were with United and on the council. Mm-hmm. So we talked and discussed it all, and we had an educational team. I think, Vic, you were a part of that.
Yeah.
So we discussed what we could do to get started. So then and this was August, so then September we had a council meeting, and that's when the decision was made to go ahead and do an ABC. And so we thought about what could it be called, and Ambassador this. We wanted Ambassador in there, so we did make it Ambassador Bible Center to start with, which became confusing as time went on, because people thought it might be you sold Bibles or you did distribution or whatever. So they didn't know what it would be. So finally, it's been changed to Ambassador Bible College, the same purpose, the same reason. And the purpose we have for it is to pass on this knowledge that we had learned to those who want to learn. And so they could then take it back and have that knowledge and live by it and perhaps help other people with it as opportunity extended themselves.
You know, when we started the United Church of God in 1995, the first things we did was to start our camp program, which got going in a few months. And then we needed the Feast of Tabernacles. That got going right away. And now the start of Ambassador Bible Center College, so to speak. At that time, you said it was August, and then the college started, I believe, in January or so.
Well, yeah, they wanted to make it start right away because they didn't want to wait. There were other groups that may have thought about doing it, but they didn't do anything. So then we decided to begin in January. So it'll be a 7-month intensive program. So anybody who wanted to come did not have to drop out of school. They could just drop out a semester. Mm-hmm. So they would go from January to August. It was intense, very intense.
Through the summer.
You went right through summertime. You're sitting in there seeing this beautiful weather outside. You're sitting inside, standing inside teaching. So it was not easy. That part was not easy. And the students, they didn't have much time for a breather, and it certainly did not get a summer break. Mm-hmm. They were still mastering it. I think we averaged something like 37 students per year mm-hmm. in all the years that I was teaching here, 37. And some of the classes were nearly 60, and some of them were, you know, in the 50s and 40s, a lot of them were. So it was a pretty good session, and most of it devolved to Dr. Ralph Levy, who's no longer attending here, but he and I basically were the guts of Ambassador as far as the teaching. And then we brought in others from Ambassador College, formerly Ambassador College teachers, to teach their specialties. So we had several coming in. They would fly in and be here for a 3-week in the morning program. So we'd get them in and out quickly so they could get back to pastoring. Mm-hmm. We had to create the curriculum. We had to create the class schedules. We had to create everything that right from start, from scratch. And we had a brochure up and ready to go before January, so that people could write in. And we ended up with 24 students.
That was the first year, 24.
First year. And we were surprised. I just prayed and I said, God, if you give us anything more than 4, I'll be happy, because Ambassador College began with 4 students. Mm-hmm. So I said, if you give me anything more, I will be happy. And so he gave us 24.
Well, you said you had some specialty classes. I know we had the Bible classes where you systematically go through the general epistles, for example, or the epistles of Paul. What were some of the specialty classes? What was the rationale for them?
We tried to give the comparative religion class is one that we put in that helps teach people about how religions began and their founders, and then also to be able to look at their doctrines and to be able to assess them and compare them to the Bible. So we tried to do that for that class. And that gave them a breather from just verse by verse by verse as they went through from Genesis to Revelation. We also had practical Christianity.
What were some of the subjects in that?
Practical Christianity, we covered a wealth of topics, how to study the Bible, how to mark your Bible, how to pray, a lot of things that we went through with them, plus other areas of preparing for marriage, dating, engagement periods. We did a lot of things about child rearing, So we tried to give them a variety of things that pertained to life. We even had Darris McNeely come in, and he would do Making Life Work. Mm-hmm. So I used practical Christianity as kind of a catch-all, because we wanted to get buy-in for the Ambassador Bible Center from the ministry too. So we had different ones come in and make presentations in their area of expertise.
One thing that I feel was a highlight, maybe you were part of it here, is that we had a resident of Milford who was a deputy ambassador to Iraq. This was back, several years back. And he was a former member of our Rotary Club. And I asked him if he could come and speak to us. And it was absolutely fascinating, because he spoke to the faculty in the morning, and then he spoke to the students in the afternoon. And he was absolutely amazed that these students would give up a year to study the Word of God. This person was an individual who was interested in God. Let's put it that way. He was, when he said that he lived in Iraq, he said, I'm right here where Jonah was. he was just awed by that. And he lived, he lived in a very dangerous area. But he really was amazed as to the students taking this time off. He felt something very, very special about Ambassador Bible Center College.
And it's not just learning Bible. That's all they do from morning till night. That's not it. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of opportunities for growth, a lot of opportunities to lead, to be a leader and prepare like socials for the students, for the class. We also have shared with LifeNets, which you're very familiar with, Vic. And we've had programs every year where we had a talent show and a cook bake off, and we've had auctions, and they're all for the charity. And we had, I remember Fred Keller's from Africa. He came here, and Melvin Rhodes from Africa, representing Ghana, and they came and they were there, and they expected maybe get about $500 or $600 that we were going to give them to help, and we ended up with $5,000 or $6,000 mm-hmm. because people came to give. And it was, they enjoyed the students, have a show, and you talk about what you do for some relaxation in between. And they worked hard. And they canvassed Milford to see if people wanted to donate to this. And because LifeNets was a legitimate organization helping people, we were able to show them this brochure. And they were able to, wow, we're helping people in Africa with this or with that. And so educational program, too, we helped a lot from South America, mm-hmm. helped a lot with that. So students would spend months preparing for this. And then they would put it on. And the brethren here in the area, they would come and it was a highlight. They'd be voting for, you know, bidding for this type of pie or that type of cake or this type of cupcakes or whatever. It was wonderful.
Well, your wife was the star. She made baklava. People came from many states around to bid on her baklava. We're glad to pay $200-$300
well,
for a plate.
One fellow from Indiana, from your church area formerly, came over and he said he wanted to get my wife's baklava. He said he was prepared to spend $400. That should be good. And one of the fellows here in the area knows my wife's baking, and he outbid him for $420. Oh. So he had gone, the fellow from Indiana had gone as high as he could go, and he still didn't get any. Well. So, yeah, she bakes it, and sometimes she's made two batches, and the one year, just her alone and what she did brought in over $700.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I've never seen baklava that expensive. I had it at other times, not at bidding time. But that was the charity auction.
The ABC charity auction.
It always had some fantastic cause. This year, which is a COVID year, in which there was really no way we could actually do a real thing, it was our biggest year yet because we got even more of the community involved. The charity auction didn't become local. It became international. People could donate on PayPal. Now, what I did is that we made a little intro video, and George DeCampos talked about the Angolan school that we were building. And so that was a very, very successful thing, even though we did not have a physical charity auction. But we were able to make the best of it. And we raised $31,000.
Wow.
For building onto a school in Angola. And so that was a very successful project. But it's ABC and the support. And then we've had stores here that have been glad to participate and donate. And in the COVID year, we had the biggest response.
Wow, that's awesome. And the money that we sent over there really goes far in Africa. I know we gave a bunch of it to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And they put it in a bank. It was worth millions in their whatever their their currency was, and they were able to put some of it in the bank and able to disperse it to help young people have uniforms for school, books for school, because they have to pay for their schooling mm-hmm. in some of those areas. So it was a really good, worthy project.
Now, one thing, Gary, you know, you started at ABC, and you were one of the founders of ABC, I think you could fairly say that. And then you retired. You've seen the development, the evolution, if you will, of ABC. And you saw it as a place where one could learn the Word of God and study it. And then we even had a change slightly in the mission statement to preparing for service and faithfulness and that type of thing. Because our older generation, that includes me and you and others, we're not going to be here forever. And these younger students now who are becoming baptized, which is wonderful to see this develop in their lives, they're committed as much as we were. Can you comment on where you would like to see ABC be able to go further in the development of this service function?
Yes. First of all, initially, we assumed that students would serve. In fact, we would say to learn and to serve, godly fear and to serve. So it was understood that, but it wasn't enunciated in our mission statement. So we changed that so that we have that in there now. But the students are wonderful, and a lot of them do learn to serve here. One of the aspects of ABC is learning to be of service, to others and through various means. So we have that opportunity here. But I surely am happy about that. And we've had, I don't know how many men brought into the ministry who've been ambassador, Bible college trained. And I'd like to see it expanded. I'd like to see these students be given opportunities more if they are mature enough to be able to be used as perhaps ministerial trainees. We had talked about with Mark Welsh, who's the ministerial or MMS director here at the home office, about having, what about having a second year for some who are really showing promise or interest in possibly being used in the ministry? And what about having a second year to give them a train? And that one, that way you could concentrate more on ministering and serving, with learning to ride shotgun with a minister as he goes out and visits, with learning how to go through more detail in understanding the scriptures and going into more depth. And so we thought that might be a nice program. So we talked to him about that, especially with a speech program, which we've also have to help develop individuals so that they can speak if they're asked. And so we have that public speaking program that we added in as the time went on.
Also, we found that ABC has been a very useful tool for our other ministerial trainees. And we found that the best place to train somebody for the ministry that we hire, that we hope can go and become an assistant, associate, then pastor in other areas, the best thing we can do for them is to bring them to the home office and have them sit through an entire school year, academic year of ABC, and, you know, go through systematically the general epistles, the epistles of Paul, the harmony of the Gospels.
Well, in the early years at Ambassador College, before I became Ambassador Bible Center and Bible College for us, students did not have to take that many Bible classes. All they had to take was 24 units of Bible. So if they took Gospels, if they took epistles of Paul, if that, in some of the classes, general epistles, which you teach this year, Vic, and I have taught for many years, general epistles was not a required course. Revelation was not a required course. Gospels was, but the Old Testament, we did Old Testament survey. I've taught that once at Ambassador College. You survey the whole Old Testament.
Fast
you
forward.
You cover 10 chapters a day. Any questions? No. Okay, let's move on. So, I mean, literally, you just point out a few highlights. You aren't going through it. So now we have Pentateuch. We have added in the writings. So we have individuals come and go through the writings with them. We have Minor Prophets. Minor Prophets was also only an elective if you wanted to take more Bible. So a lot of students took a full range of classes at Ambassador College, and they got a degree with a major in theology, but their major in theology was nothing like students get at ABC.
Right. One thing that has been there for the students is every single book in the Bible is touched somehow by ABC. What had been at Ambassador College in our former years, it took 3-4 years to go through because it's so condensed that we get through a lot of them, maybe not to the full depth, but have a real go at it.
Well, a lot of the students take home a lot of notes that they can use for years in their own personal Bible study, because there's no way they can assimilate thoroughly the amount of information that's given to them every day, week, month, and through the whole school year. But we tried to compact 4 years into one, because we know that they need to go out and get education for a living. And we're not teaching them necessarily to make a living, but I always would tell people, we never at Ambassador College learned to make a living, but we learned how to live first, and then we could make a living.
Well, I found that some of the trainees that we have here, the job in one way, you cannot make economic sense out of it. I mean, you can't say that, hey, here's a career path, and you know, here's how you're going to advance in this and that way. But every single person that's been part of that, God has blessed. He has blessed them economically. He's blessed them financially. He's blessed them in every way, spiritually, and the satisfaction of helping people. It is something which is beyond description, beyond explanation.
You can never pay to get the satisfaction of helping people in a way that'll value them eternally.
Well, that's what we want to ultimately have with ABC, which already were there, I feel, as far as providing good exposition of the scriptures, you know, to where people understand what the words mean and what it meant to the people then, but even more importantly, what it means to us in the application to
right.
our time right now.
In addition to improving any of the quality of the teaching, I would the other recommendation that we tried is to try to bring in people from international areas.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very crucial to bring in people if we can get approval. And we tried that a couple of times to see if we could get it. But since we're not an accredited school, accredited mm-hmm. by the boards of accreditation, a lot of them are reluctant to give us that opportunity. So we keep thinking about that, but having internationals, and we've had several internationals come. Canadians can have come, Australians who have a part American and a part Australian,
yeah.
they could come because they're American can be accepted. People from Europe, sometimes there's an American influence there or American passport too for them, and they can come. So we try to abide absolutely lawfully by the government to bring them in. But when they could come and be trained from some of those different areas, that would expand greatly our influence in teaching God's word.
Well, Gary, it's been absolutely wonderful talking to you and being able to have a little bit of a glimpse into the origins of ABC and learn more about it. In fact, some of you may want to even consider applying to Ambassador Bible College. It's not just for young people.
That's right. We've had several older people, and they fit right in, and they've been very helpful, and they've been actually good, mature students in helping the other younger people know what to look for and what to be when they grow older.
Thank you for joining us today on Inside United. Please tell your friends about this podcast. You can find us very easily on the main UCG.org website. Go to the main menu bar, and click on the podcast button, and you'll find us right there. You can also find us on Spotify, and also you can get us through your favorite podcasting app on Apple or on Android. Also, we'd like to hear from you. You can write to us at podcast@ucg.org, podcast@ucg.org. Thank you very much for being with us. Come back soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.